Roland Barthes is a French theorist and philosopher. There's an excerpt from his book Mythologies in this module. Barthes contends that wrestling is not a sport. Instead, he considers it to be a spectacle. He calls it a stage-managed sport. Certainly in performances in theater, dance, and rock concerts, the stage manager is backstage, calling the light and sound cues. Professional wrestlers have cues they must follow in order to fulfill the expectations of the performance and the spectacle. Barthes contends that the public isn't interested in knowing whether the contest is rigged or not. That's not the point. They root for the champion, they root against the villain, and the function of the wrestler is not to win. It's to go through the motions that are expected of him. We had considered the expectations of audience members, and certainly for professional wrestling, the fans have significant expectations. As soon as the adversaries are in the ring, the public is overwhelmed with the obviousness of their roles. The costumes, along with the masks, the characters, the reputation, and as in the theater, each physical type expresses almost to excess the part that has been assigned to the contestant. The wrestler cheers for himself and pounds his chest with his fists. Continuing in this vein, Barthes calls it a human comedy with conceit and rightfulness, refined cruelty, a sense of paying debts. In some wrestling venues, there's an ongoing story. Well, he lost a match 6 months ago, and now he's going to get revenge. Or the title was taken from him unjustly, and so now he's going to take what's rightfully his.